Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome.
Radio Law Talk. I'm Todd Kunin, filling in for Fred Penny in the big chair. He's on assignment. Denise Dirks is on assignment. So to my right, the usual. You've done this before. The fill-in, Garrett.
Yeah, on assignment here.
Yes,
the fill-in Garrett, assignment.
Garrett Penny on assignment in the studio. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. Happy to be here, like always.
Great to see you. And then
that sounded sincere almost.
It did. It sounded a lot more sincere than when Denise looks at me and says, "Hi, Todd."
Yeah, that's a fair point.
Yeah, we're happy to be here. What are you going to say today that's going to cause me to give you the look of scorn?
She's got the perfect stink eye. It's so subtle. You can't really tell until you've already been lasered in half.
You know, when Fred and I are here, it's like, okay, who has points on, we're not really wagering, but who's going to say the first thing is going to get the look of death? And are you wearing your flak jacket? and by the way, the smooth baritone voice you hear is coming to us from behind the glass. That's Cal Hunter. Cal, how are you?
I'm your Radio Law Talk rock jock. That's me. Oh, no, I'm great. It's good to be with you guys, always. And Garrett, it's good to see you again.
Good to
I'm not
seen.
Sure that folks here know what you are doing from the legal perspective these days that sets you up for being qualified to be on this panel.
Yeah, well, a lot of things. I'm sticking with the old Penny firm, doing personal injury, wrongful death, that kind of stuff. We recently started a new firm called Madden & Associates that we help the Legal Shield members answer all their quandaries and their concerns. And
Legal Shield, that's the benefit that people get at work, you know, dental, medical, Legal Shield, that kind of a thing, right?
It's similar. Legal Shield is more of it used to be called prepaid legal. So you pay a monthly subscription and you get like a free will. You get discounted legal services if you have to go out and retain counsel. And then you get kind of a panel of attorneys to answer your questions and you get a free letter. For example, you know, my bank withheld, you know, did a bad overdraw, you know, penalty. It was wrong. I need a letter. So we'll write a letter for you on your behalf and, you know, we'll put our legal letterhead and make it look official and formal and we'll send it to them and say, hey, this is wrong for this reason. We'll cite case and code and we have great results. It's thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars saved and gotten back for our members.
And there are hundreds of thousands of members of Legal Shield, right? All across the country.
Yeah, maybe even, I don't know the real number, but I'm sure it'd be close to a million.
Cool.
Yeah. So it's been fun. We started in November of last year, and it's taken off. We're doing great.
Well, Todd needs a letter.
They don't write letters to Tinder.
Yeah.
So
all right, never mind.
Yeah. Dear Tinder, I went on a date and it was not.
Oh, is it the algorithm is bad for you? Is that what it is?
Yes, your algorithm
too
is
many
terrible.
Left swipes, you know.
No one's swiping on me.
At which point Tinder writes back and says, "You know, we get the same complaint from others when your profile shows up on their feed. So the algorithm must be wrong."
But only to you.
Yes, yes. Well, we got a lot of stuff to talk about here today. Kind of breaking it up into chunks, we got U.S. Supreme Court news. There were a handful of decisions. This is the time of year when the decisions from the Supreme Court, based upon that are the written opinions after argument that happened 4 or 5 months ago, that's happening right now, and some pretty interesting decisions have dropped from the Supreme Court. We've got entertainment news. I'll tell you, Motley Crue is having a bit of a legal conundrum here with their...
Still?
Well, their guitarist, Mick Mars, the founding member of the band, and well, the band took action. It's weird. Right now, Journey is touring, right? Journey is touring, and Neil Sean, the guitarist, and Jonathan Cain, the keyboard player. Now, Sean is a founding member. Jonathan Cain didn't come in until the late 70s, early 80s, replacing Greg Raleigh. But they are on tour and in litigation.
Wow.
I mean, you could see their videos on YouTube, and as you face the stage, Jonathan Cain is playing keyboards to the far left, Neil Sean is on guitar to the far right, and they don't cross very much over.
They still need money.
Space.
Come on.
No, there's a lawyer on the stage negotiating. You may look here now, would you?
Yeah, it's just, you know, when the law has to get involved, because a lot of this stuff happens early on in bands where, you know, oh yeah, we'll split everything four ways, it'll all be great. That's great when none of you have any money in your...
Splitting what dollar?
You know, four people are splitting two Robins.
Yeah. Just tell that to Ringo Starr, who's not yet a full partner of the Beatles. He is an eighth partner in a four-part band, yeah.
And then you have some bands. You have some bands that were split four ways, and then that went away, Van Halen. You know, when they finally broke up, when Sammy Hagar got back with the band in the early 2000s for that reunion tour, they didn't want to have Michael Anthony play bass. Hagar said, he's got to play bass. He's got to be in. They said, okay, we'll let him play bass, but we'll just pay him a salary for the tour, and he's got to give away all of his rights to the original recordings and stuff. And so that happened because he wanted to play with the band. It's just weird the way that stuff happens, right?
But did you pay him union scale or something?
Look, I don't know what union scale is for a bass player.
Megastar, right?
But I'm pretty certain the guy, you know, made about $500,000 to $1 million to go out and tour for a summer, which is pretty good union scale if that's what it is.
I want to join that union.
Yeah.
Except I can't play bass.
Yeah, well, you know, I have a really good friend of mine who's bass player of bass player for Whitesnake.
Whitesnake.
So I can't downplay bass player because he's an awesome bass player. If I said something untoward, I'd have the bass player gang showing up at my front door. So, but yeah, we've got that, some updates of other cases. But you know, the thing that people really come here for, and Cal, I'm wondering if you can at least either set it up or give us a tease about case or no case.
Yeah, I'll just give you a setup because I think it's one that will tax your brains. And by the way, since there are only two of you here, as I proclaimed earlier, this is 5 points Saturday.
Well, has Garrett been given any instructions that his points are to be allocated to?
For whom are you playing, Garrett? Denise or Frederick?
I have not been given any instruction, and whoever we choose may determine how hard I try.
Okay, well, you get to choose.
Well, I'll play for the old pops. I'll play for Fred.
Okay, so for Denise. Oh, no.
Ouch.
That's a joke.
Ouch.
All right, so the case sets up like this. A guy sells a house. The buyer wants to get in there right away, 30-day escrow. There's a tenant who was given a notice to get out. The tenant says, I wish I could help you. I can't be out in time. And by the way, I may never move. This is in California, by the way, which is a pretty real scenario. So anyway, we'll talk about that on case or no case. How does that stuff come out? Also, we will have a food case or no case in our second hour and in our third hour, just so I can do a full and honest promotional setup. A guy who helped save a police officer's life and was immediately arrested for doing what we would all say was the right thing. So that's coming up on Case or No Case for the next 3 hours here.
Was it a citizen's arrest?
Well, no, it was not.
All right.
So that's coming up on Case or No Case.
All right, well, that'll be what we get to in case or no case when we get back. And a lot of stuff on tap. We thank you for joining us. And by the way, if for some reason you step out of radio contact while you're hearing this, you can pick up the show again on RadioLawTalk.com. We stream live there, so you won't miss a thing. We'll be back with case or no case and more cases altogether. Thanks for being here.
The number one independent legal show in the United States of America is what you're listening to right now, Radio Law Talk. And we'll be right back in a bit.
Radio Law Talk. Radio Law Talk. This is Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk. is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. And
show me the money.
This is Radio Law Talk.
I love that that little bump that we do with the kids saying, show me the money. Because if you listen to it again, there's a lot of subtext in there. Like, It's not just some kid who learned the word money and said it. That sounds like somebody that really wants the money.
Show me the money.
It's like somebody asking for candy. Yeah. I know what it tastes like, and I want more.
Now, please.
Now. So here we go with Case or No Case. All Cal, right. Get it going.
All right, here we go.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yeah. San Bernardino, California. A contractor was selling out of his rental property and found a cash buyer. A deal was struck. The tenant had been in the house for 10 years with no rent increases, so they were getting a good deal. And when they were told they would have to move, they said, 30 days, we can't do that. And the seller said, well, you know, you can just sign a week-by-week rental agreement with them, he said to the buyer. And the buyer said, I don't think so. They're your tenant, and they're your problem. Get them out before we take over the house. The guy said, they won't leave. I don't know what to do. So we went to a lawyer to see if he had a case or no case. Garrett Penny, what do you think about this? What can a guy do in that case? Remember, 5 points Saturday. A lot at stake.
Well, I'm going to start with show me the contract. It depends on what the lease terms are, right?
I like that, yeah.
But assuming there's a lease there in place, and assuming it's month to month, and assuming that there's a provision that says a 30-day, you know, get out, you know, I can get you out. No, I think definitely... I'm sure that happens all the time, so I'm sure this is a case, and I'm sure the renter, I imagine, has to, you know, the sellor has to get rid of the renter. But it all comes down to what the contract states, and because a lot of those lease contracts will say, you know, if I sell the property, then I have the right to automatically rescind this agreement and kick you out, kind of thing. And some don't say that, so it just kind of depends on what that provision is in there.
Todd, what do you think? Who has the rights here, the tenant in the house or the seller of the house or the buyer of the house?
Yes.
Yes, they all have rights.
They all have rights. I mean, the owner of the house, and I say that as the person selling it, because I'm analyzing this before the transaction has gone through.
We're in escrow.
Yeah. So the owner of the house certainly has the property right, the right to exclude, but the owner also has to honor whatever contractual agreement he has with both the tenant and contractual agreements with the buyer of the home. Now, the first thing that came to my mind after show me the contract was, you know, when you sell a house, the reason that you get title insurance for the sale of the house is to ensure that the house is conveyed, the property, the house is conveyed free of all encumbrances. Well, you know, a tenant in the house seems like a pretty big encumbrance. And I would think that before a title insurance company would sign off and say, okay, this is good, the insurance company would have to have assurances that this little lease agreement with the tenant has been taken care of, such that there is a date by which the tenant has agreed to move out and there's no ambiguity regarding that relationship. And that doesn't sound like it ever came to be if you got the tenant saying, I don't need out. And I can't remember if it's 30 days or 60 days notice that you have to give. For some reason, it stuck out at my mind is 60 days. By the way, our disclaimer, do not use anything you've heard here on Radio Law Talk as legal advice you'd want to use. Always consult an attorney on your own, because sometimes if you don't practice that area of law, you forget that. But if it's 60 days, clearly, you know, they can't force the tenant to be out too soon. And I think based upon all of that, this is an awesome scenario, but I'm going no case on this. Because I think the lawyer would have looked at that and said, yeah, you got to get this wrapped up with the tenant first. And how are you going to get your title insurance and all that? So I'm going with interesting scenario, probably a true scenario, but no case.
Okay, so Garrett, you said case. And you said case and the seller and the buyer, therefore the people who have actual cash interest in the property, prevail versus the tenant. Do I understand what you said correctly in effect?
Yes, I think there is a case there, and I think depending on what the contract is, I think the seller
Well, there are state laws you have to take into account as well when it comes to tenant-landlord relations. Let's not forget those.
Yeah, no, and I think the tenant has a lot of rights, and even when they don't have rights, they can just squat and sit there. So I think there's, you know, some sort of eviction case there that could happen.
So here's the story. You want me to give it to you now? Because we've got time. Okay, here's the story.
Yeah, give it to us.
The seller, I think this is what I call a Rotary Club case, because the seller knew all the people in the court, knew the judge pretty well. He was able to get a court date within 2 weeks of filing. So he goes in there, and the judge looks at the tenant and said, so what's your excuse for not being out? And he gave the judge unacceptable excuse, and he said, let me tell you how this is going to work. You've got 2 weeks to be out of there, or I'm going to send the biggest guys you've ever seen. They're going to rip off the front door, and they're going to take all of your stuff and put it out in the middle of the street. Are we clear with each other? And the tenant put his tail between his legs and went home, lost the case, and moved out. And the seller and the buyer, they both win in a true case.
Wow. Okay. When did this happen?
I don't have a year. It was in 2008 to 2010, somewhere in there.
See, you hear that. My gosh, it was 2008 to 2010. That hurts. Because do you remember what was happening in 2008 to 2010?
The housing crisis.
The housing crisis. Right. So here you got somebody who is renting a house. Another person is trying to sell the house that the person is renting from in the midst of this horrible crisis where we're told too big to fail, you know, all this stuff. And then on top of that, you got a judge. That's kind of inflammatory language, you know, to say, I'm going to send the two biggest guys that I can get over there, and they're going to take all your stuff and throw it out. And brutal.
Well, to all of his credit, he did bribe a stretched Cadillac.
No. Well, okay. All right.
His name was Vito. So the guy loses. Now, next hour, we're going to talk. Let's see. What's our next case on the case? I'm sure it's every bit as good as this one. Yeah, it's about a lady who said, you know, that Subway tuna sandwich doesn't taste fishy to me. Next case or no case, next hour. Stay tuned. More Radio Law Talk right after this with Todd and Garrett.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We'll be right back.
USA News Update. Nathan Wade will not be part of the prosecution in the Donald Trump election interference case in Georgia. He submitted his resignation following the judge's ruling Friday that Fulton County DA Fawny Willis could remain on the case if Special Prosecutor Wade was removed. President Biden visited Capitol Hill Friday, where he greeted the Irish Prime Minister at the White House and addressed the Friends of Ireland luncheon hosted by Speaker Mike Johnson.
And, the friendship goes back centuries, but today is an important period, an important milestone. Nearly 100 years of diplomatic relations, Taoiseach, and every 100 years of Ireland and the United States.
Mike Pence is not endorsing former President Trump. The former VP said Trump does not promote the same conservative values they pushed during their 4 years together. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show. Oh, stop it.
Email the show anytime you'd like. Info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info.
Info.
@radiolawtalk.com.
Welcome back to Radio Law Talk. I love listening to the spots that we have during our bottom of the hour break. And I was, when you hear the disclaimers, there was one. And the disclaimer was, this shall not constitute an offer or a commitment to lend. It was about some lending thing.
Because you know someone sued saying, hey, in your commercial, you said you would give me money.
Yeah.
Like, wait, no.
And I'm sitting there thinking, I could really use that disclaimer when I interact with oh, you're a lawyer. Yes, my telling you a lawyer is not an offer or commitment to lend you any money or legal advice.
Yes, for free.
For free, yes.
Just because I know you.
Make an appointment. Did you ever run into that where
all the time.
Since you became a lawyer, right? And the change in the relationship with friends or family, people like now it's, well, you went to law school. What do you think about this? And,
yeah, here's this contractual deal. I don't do contracts. Go ask a lawyer. I don't know.
Yeah.
Any advice given in church or social situations may not be valid. I mean,
all the time.
Wear a badge, right?
Yes. But what I will say is, becoming a lawyer, I would always, you know, if I was on the outside and I had a problem, I would still go ask the lawyer because lawyers know lawyers. So they would tell you, hey, you need a family law lawyer. Here, call this person. Usually they know people because they're in that network.
Yeah. I remember very early on, it can get awkward. I was clerking for a district attorney's office, and I was clerking in the family support unit. So that was primarily, it was all dealt with child support, getting child support yep. orders and things like that. And I had gone on this get-together. It was a boating trip. There was about 30 people there. And it just so happened that the guy who was driving the boat was in the middle of litigation with a soon-to-be former spouse, and the hitch in the giddy-up was child support.
No.
And somebody said, well, you know, Todd does child support in the county where he is working.
And free legal advice.
Oh, it was not free legal advice. It was this... the guy was so frustrated, and I became the brunt of all of his ire. He unloaded, and I'm like, yeah, thanks, Cassandra, for telling him what I do.
But that's isn't nothing that the challenge with family law anyway? I mean, most people leave family law court dissatisfied on either side. They're either paying or getting or not getting enough. They're paying too much, whatever it may be. It seems to me family law would be exceptionally risky in that regard.
I think it is one of those areas of law where it's hard to win, even when you do win, if that makes any sense.
It does.
So it's... probably more than any other area of law, with the exception of maybe, you know, wrongful death, and even then, there is so much emotion tied up, yep. and it's hard to see. Here you've got a legal mechanism that's trying to solve a highly emotionally charged issue, and... oh, I mean, Denise Dirks is an outstanding family law practitioner, and my hat is off to her. I don't know that I could do it. There's a reason I chose not to get into it. And people that can navigate that, and it really takes a certain temperament to be able to deal with clients. She has that. She's awesome at it. And I don't know. I think I would be more prone to take the, don't make me turn this car around, we're going to go home. You know, you're both in timeout. You know, I think
clients want to know you are compassionate and you care about their emotional stuff, because when they go into court, the judge doesn't care. He just says, let's see, black and white, period there, comma there, question mark there, divide here, divide there, go home, everybody. I mean, that's what I've been told. I've never been in that situation. Thank the good Lord in heaven above.
Well,
but that's what I heard.
Here's the one disagreement that I would have. It might appear from the litigant's standpoint that the judge doesn't care. However, because I have interacted with a lot of judges and had a lot of experiences where my criminal case as either a DA or a public defender was assigned to a specific judge, but I had to wait for the family law case that was going before to be done. So I'm sitting in the back waiting for that happening, and I can tell you that it might appear that way to the litigants, because, again, it's emotionally charged, but the judges do care. I mean, they really care. I mean, think about this. This is a tough one. This would be a tough one if you were a judge. You've got a custody issue. Right? You've got a custody issue, and you have to determine who gets custody or whether custody is going to be modified or if a restraining order needs to be lifted so the child can get back in the home of one of the two parents. And you're sitting there as a judge making this decision. The child, both parties say, this is what it should be. And the child, maybe based upon the age, is the one that really doesn't have a say. Because, I mean, you're really going to put that in the shoulders of a 7-year-old kid?
Everything
right?
that happens affects the rest of their life.
And the judge has to determine what happens with that child. And that is a huge responsibility, because we've heard the stories about a decision being made with all the available information, and it went horribly wrong. And and judges wrestle with that. It is tough.
I remember clerking for a judge, and one of those custody issues came up, and I thought the judge would rule one way, and because of, you know, the dad had pulled a gun on, you know, someone that came on his property pulled a gun, I thought, no way, dad's getting the kids. But mom had a boyfriend, they were moving, you know, to another state, and judge gave the kids to dad. And I was like, wow, that's shocking. But sitting down thinking about it made a lot of sense. But I think that was best for the kids. And I think that really, you know, when it comes down to it, they're not in it for mom or for dad. They're in it for the kids.
I saw one. Again, I was waiting for my case to be called. And one party, the father was representing himself because he couldn't afford anything. He didn't have two dimes to rub together. The mom had an attorney. And the issue was custody, determining visitation percentages and things like that. And the attorney for the mom says, well, we also have here a document from the child's therapist that purports to also include the child's wishes as given to the therapist. And the judge just stopped and looked. I mean, the child must have only been about 6-7 years old. And the judge stopped and looked at the attorney and says, I want to know what therapist thought that I would be interested, even remotely interested, in what the 7-year-old had to say. When I first heard that, I thought, wow, what a harsh thing to say. I mean, the kid ought to have a say in that. And people were kind of taken aback. And then the judge said, I mean, let's think about this here. Let's say the child wants to live with mom full time. And that's one thing to say when you're 7, but what happens when that kid is 13, 14, 15 years old and has no relationship with their father at all, none, and can't figure out why, and then comes to find out, oh, it's because that was my choice when I was 7. I'm not saddling a 7-year-old with that kind of responsibility.
That's pretty smart.
And when I heard that, I was like, I had never thought of it that way before. But there was a judge who really cared. Was listen, this is a tough thing, but let's let the adults work this out. I'm not putting it on the shoulders of a 7-year-old.
Yeah.
But we've all seen dramatic interpretations where the judge sets the child up on the chair and looks at him and says, well, what do you want to do, Cindy? You know, that kind of stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, well, wait a minute. You're the adult in the room. You've got to make a better decision than a 7-year-old can make. That's very smart, Todd.
That makes for good television. It makes for good movies. I think in real life, the only time you would really want to ever use that is if you're not arguing over a kid, you're arguing over a dog. Let both sides sit on either side of the court. Bring the puppy in. Where do they go? Okay, the dog is hers.
Todd, you would have rubbed yourself with meat before going to that.
I absolutely would have done that. I'd have had a pocket full of milk bones. I'll tell you what. Dog comes over to me, pees on my shoe, and runs over to the mom.
And says, I claim this territory. Give me the milk, mom.
Yeah. Mommy. Yeah. Mom, I got food for us. Oh, brother, I didn't really plan on that. But when we come back, we're going to talk about this new merger that's not the merger.
Yes, yes. Not a merger.
Not a merger. They're very adamant. This is not a merger. Reminded me of the Obamacare decision. This is not a tax. It's a penalty. It's not a penalty. It's a tax. This is not a merger.
It's
they
not
are
required. You have to have it. You got it.
Yes.
Yes. The agreement, the best way to break up a monopoly is to make the monopoly even bigger. Okay. We'll talk about the Live Golf PGA merger that's not a merger when we come back. You're listening to Radio Law Talk.
Lots of cool stuff going on there, and in fact, lots more cool stuff coming up on the show. And to hear, all you have to do is stay tuned to Radio Law Talk, which, as you know, is heard on many great radio stations across America, over 100 of them, and always available at no charge at RadioLawTalk.com. So if you'll stay there, we promise we'll be right back.
Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA. anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case. Show me the money.
It's time for more Radio Law Talk with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and your host, Frederick Penny.
Frederick Penny. Frederick Penny.
So, you know, back when golf was first started, do you know how they came up with the name for golf?
No idea.
Do you know, Cal? Do you know this story?
Golf.
Yeah, the way they came up with the name for golf.
Scotland, right?
Well, the first guys that went out to play it when they were done with the first round, it was the only four-letter word they hadn't used. So they figured, all right, there it is. At some point in time, like all other sports, there were folks saying, you know, what if we could do this for a living? And you know, there were a lot of growing pains, and you know, I'm sure the money wasn't all that great, and here you got a sport where you can continue to earn your tour card, but it's based primarily, if not exclusively, on how much money you made the last year. And if you were below a certain amount, well, let's get a different golfer in there who's going to make more money and win more tournaments and all that. And the purses started to grow.
But right. There was another challenge, Todd. When golf first started, professional athletes were looked down upon as uneducated, uncouth, blue-collar men who did not have a good education or anything else. So, that, of course, that gradually changed, primarily with NFL and Major League Baseball. But golf had to follow along that trail. Ben Hogan said, I'm an amateur. I would never stoop to being a professional.
Yeah.
Well, he changed his mind later, but you see.
Yeah, exactly. I would never stoop to being, well, you don't have to stoop. Actually, you have to step on the stepladder to get to the top of this mountain of cash we're going to give you. Well, clearly, my mind could be changed. And so you've got this. The PGA Tour is the culmination of these efforts over decades to build the brand. And look, You had Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer, you know, these folks that people were following, but you still had to deal with the golfers that were wearing suits that made you think that somewhere out there was a VW without seat covers. And you know, just kind of really crazy stuff. And then along comes this kid, Tiger Woods, I saw a video of Tiger Woods. Was he like 4 years old on the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson?
Was it Mike Douglas? I think it might have been Mike Douglas with his dad. It was some chat show anyway.
Yeah, yeah. And he was just people were looking at him going, this kid's going to be a golfer.
Had a swing even then.
He was one of these child prodigies that panned out, right? I remember when he won the Masters, he dropped out of Stanford, and he won the Masters, and his comment at the press conference was, well, all of my teammates are getting their bachelor's degree in a year. I just got my Masters, ha-ha. You know, it was a funny thing. And look, he revolutionized the sport, not just because ethnicity paving the way and opening the door. A lot of people have referred to him as the Jackie Robinson of golf, but the thing that I think Tiger Woods really introduced was the importance of physical fitness and how a very strict training regimen. I mean, you look at Tiger Woods back in the day, and that dude, he was chiseled. Yeah. And how that translated to performance on the golf course. And it ushers in this whole new era and group of people that are really taking it hard and into physical fitness and, you know, body fat percentages in the low single digits and all that. And look, you still got the Craig Statlers around, but you know what I'm talking about.
The John Dalys.
The John Dalys.
Yeah.
and you've got all of this. Golf is built up, and then along comes this other LIV golf that says, hey, we're going to come in. It's led by what some would consider a legend in the golf community. The spokesperson, Greg Norman, was one of the big ones, and he's recruiting PGA Tour players.
The shark.
In the last two or three years, it's been LIV golf versus the PGA. And hasn't that been a Hatfields and McCoy thing, right?
Money and the litigation alone, Todd, I can't imagine the cost of just the litigation alone.
Just crazy. And every argument is being made. You've got it's bad for the game of golf. It's a Saudi-backed organization, so you're questioning people's patriotism if they support LIV golf. PGA says that if you play for the LIV, you can't play on any PGA
tour events,
you know, and the guys that are over playing LIV golf are like, yeah, okay, I'm crying all the way to the bank. They're paying me so much more than I would have made.
It's all about the money, right?
Because
the monetary scheme changed from I got to earn every single dollar to, hey, I'm getting a flat fee to go play. It's fun.
Show me the money.
I knew she was a golfer.
It's like a show-up fee. I mean, which many great stars and players get for going to lesser tournaments. They get a few years for showing up.
Yeah.
And it even got to be where, you know, it's just the loyalists in the PGA Tour, you know. I'm loyal to the PGA Tour. You know, the PGA Tour is going to take care of me and, you know, under the assurances that nobody could even fathom that these two organizations would ever, you know, combine.
Well,
we got litigation, right?
Well, it starts with that antitrust lawsuit saying that PGA runs everything and there's no competition there. So it's unfair practice, right?
And that's what the LIV Tour was arguing, was that, yeah, you know, look how hard it is to bring something. Look at what the PGA Tour is doing. They are preventing players from participating to the detriment of the fans because they're saying they can't golf for LIV and for LIV and golf for the PGA Tour. See, that is classic anti-competition, antitrust behavior, right?
That makes a lot of sense. You know, I get why they did it, right? But
can you say AFL, NFL?
Exactly. Right? Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Right. And then, despite all the loyalty being shown by PGA players, loyal to PGA, what happened last week?
They not merged.
They didn't merge, but joined. You know, the PGA Tour and LIV Golf, unbeknownst to most of the tour players, in very hush-hush negotiations. I mean, look, I've heard the best way for three people to keep a secret is if two of them are dead. I don't know how they kept this one quiet, but I didn't hear anything about this until it was announced that PGA Tour and LIV have worked out their differences. Lawsuits are going to be dropped, and
there's no antitrust claims.
Yeah,
strangely enough.
Yeah, we found out. LIV found out that the best way to keep the PGA Tour from being an overbearing monopoly is to become part of that monopoly
and throw money at
yes.
it.
Yes, yeah. And so the lawsuits have gone away. Now we keep saying this is the merger that's not a merger. Why?
Well, now, the way they have structured it, you know, good lawyering is it's a subsidy. It's another business that they bought that's going to make profit. Because I think, if I'm wrong, PGA is a non-profit kind of organization.
That's right. The PGA is a non-profit, and so LIV Golf is going to be a subsidy of the PGA.
So like when Sears bought Kmart.
Yeah.
Yep.
So the umbrella is not for profit, but there's a lot of profit being made by the person standing under the umbrella.
Yes.
and let me tell you, a lot of this was hailed as great, but boy, there is a lot of backlash
and a lot of hard feelings over it.
Yeah, the PGA Tour players,
the loyalists.
Yeah, it was like, wait a second. We were being recruited. We could have gone over to LIV. We could have made
tens, if not hundreds of millions.
Millions the last 2 years, but you said you got to stick with us. Now they're merging. I'm still making scrap.
And they're making the money still. Now they're part of the PGA.
Yeah. I mean, that is.
The PGA is just for education. That's all it is. For education, to teach future golfers. That's all it is.
Sure, yeah. Sure. Yeah, yeah. It's an education that with a very expensive annual tuition.
Exactly.
and so it's like, golly, you know.
How would you like to have written that contract? Garrett, you don't do contract law. Todd, no. You don't either. But can you imagine the hours that went in to just negotiating it and then writing that mess? I can't even wrap my brain around it.
Big money for the lawyers. I got a brother-in-law who works for the biggest firm in the world, and he tells me how many lawyers are on those and their billable hours, and it's millions of dollars.
Wow.
Just for those contract attorneys.
I can't imagine. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Crazy.
Well, we're through 1 hour of Radio Law Talk. When we come back, we'll talk some more about other offshoots that are part of golf. We got more information about entertainment law, what's going on in the music industry, Supreme Court stuff. We're through an hour. We got two left. Don't go away.
We'll have a case or no case that says, watch what you're biting from Subway. That's coming up right here on Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned.
Listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. Thank you.